Iris Thomas on the line from Consumer Protection. And this scam, I think, is pretty serious when it comes to car sales.
It sure is, Alan. We have had quite a few people make inquiries, so that it's timely. Let people know out there who are trying to sell cars that there are scammers out there, so just be aware. They're coming on the actual legitimate sale sites on the internet. Mm-hmm. So the way that it works is you advertise your car and the scammer then approaches you. They'll all say that they're working offshore or overseas or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They can't inspect or test drive the vehicle. They're buying it as a gift for a family member or something like that who might have been in a car accident. And they always urgent, need the car as soon as possible type of thing. They try to negotiate a lower price. They'll ask questions back and forth to try to gain your trust. Eventually, you agree on the sale of the vehicle. They'll then say, look, go ahead, open up a PayPal account because we need to pop the money into your PayPal account.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, sellers think that PayPal is, that's fine because everybody uses PayPal, it's a safe way to go, PayPal is a safe way to go. You then receive a bogus email, apparently from PayPal. And what it does is confirms that the monies have been deposited, but won't be released until you actually send money to the scammer via wire transfer, which at the time you don't realise you're dealing with a scammer.
Yeah.
They give you an account number and a fictitious freight company name. Now, if you are going to be a victim, what you do is you then pop the money into that account number that they've given you, thinking that you're paying the freight company. You then contact them and you will not be able to get hold of them because all it is you pop money into the scammer's account.
How much money have people lost in this?
Generally, for anything from $500 to
$3,000.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so it could be anything. I'd say on the higher level, probably 2.5 is a very common one.
Yeah.
2,500, that's pretty common.
Yeah, and people in WA, unfortunately, falling for this trap.
Absolutely. I've had people in Albany who, in the past have got caught out.
Yeah.
But the thing, what you've got to keep in mind is if you're selling something, you shouldn't have to pay anything.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. That's a red flag, isn't it? You should never have to give someone else money if you're selling something.
Shouldn't do it all. Shouldn't do it all.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good tip there. Iris, thank you so much for the chat today.
Thanks, Alan.